The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio, is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo! It's hump day. You know, I can't, you know what? Yeah. It's Wednesday, it's April the 22nd, and it's hump day. Okay, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott here, and Bad Bob Balanji. Yeah, loves, you know, he's the one that found that force that one time. And then he is probably, since I make him play it every Wednesday, except now he's, you know, he plays it himself. He's probably thinking, why did I ever find this
thing? I even have a little reminder here in front of my
Oh, you know what you did? He found something that's got the camel on there. Hey, you listening? Hey. Hey, good morning, everybody. Phone lines here. Give us a call, 605-4567. You got something on your mind this morning, give us a call between now and 7:30, because after 7:30, we're running hot. So if you got something going on, because I've got some things to talk about, and so if you've got some things you'd like to bring up and blow out of your system or to share
blow
with us,
out of your
this
system.
Is the time to do it. Yes. Hello, chat room. Good morning. Oh, Angel, good morning, Hunt.
Good
How are
morning,
you doing?
Angel.
You can get into our chat room by going to www.kcnr1460.com. Yeah. What's the weather look like today, sweetie?
Well, good morning. 54 degrees already this morning here, 7:07 in the morning on KCNR 1460. Mostly sunny today with temperatures at around 82. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 55. Now, Thursday calls for 80, and we'll have some clouds. I'm looking over there. Bob does have the camel. The camel up there for
the camel of life.
It's taped up in front of him. Partly sunny on Friday with temperatures around 71. So as we go into the weekend, Saturday is a chance of showers. Of course, you know, during cool April nights, it seems like synonymous with the cars. A slight chance of showers on Saturday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Chuck Kinney and his family, locally owned business where they do give senior and veteran discounts, and they support our weather here at KCNR every day.
365-3793 is their phone number. So how'd you sleep last night? You were just, we just like crashed. Early.
It's been one of those, we've had so many events that I'm kind of feel like just exhausted. And so it really feels good, you know, to go to bed in your sleep number and be able to change your individual settings. I realized because we have a California King, I was kind of this morning after 4 o'clock, bam, 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 back and forth. And, you know, you're not moving because you're not my separate part of the bed is just my little territory.
That's it. You and the elk killer over there. Hey, right now at the sleep number source, you can save $300 to $800 on a sleep number bed. Yeah, that's right, $300 to $800 on a sleep number bed. I guarantee you, you're going to sleep better. My sleep number setting is 40. We've been talking about this for a couple years. Guaranteed, made in America, top-rated mattress by Consumer Reports. You're not going to get any better than that. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology, which sends you out a little message, tells you how, giving you ideas how to sleep better. Sleep number can be found in the Sleep Number store, of course, in the Target Shopping Center over there by the Vitamin Shop. Go see Brian and Janice. You're going to love it. Okay, a lot of things happening at the Board of Supervisors yesterday. They discussed the Veteran Service Office. Now, there's some people, and I got some phone calls yesterday, and one says, you know, I was just, you know, some people were just ripping into Larry Lee's. John Kleckner, though, and Don Magnum set up, they didn't do it. They said, no, nope. Larry Lees wants to fix this, so we're going to do that. And they came up with some ideas. A group of veterans came up with some ideas, which includes a five-member ad hoc advisory committee on potential issues or how to improve efficiency. You know, I'm not sure if I'm on that. I'm not sure if I agree with that one. I'd have to find out a little bit more. But it just seems like, you know, it's a small office, and you got five veterans in there coming in wanting to know what's going on. You know, is it going to interfere with the efficiency of the small office?
Sometimes a panel could possibly slow things up.
You know, I've never been in favor of committees, commissions, and these things. And it doesn't mean, you know, in fact – when the Reading Electric Commission, I'm going to talk about that, was formed to help, you know, to help the city council. And so they work at it for 16 months and they're thrown out because they're coming up with some ideas that the city council doesn't like. You know, I said, well, fine. And the answer to that was, I don't like having committees between me and the decision making. Well, then do away with all the committees. In this case, you know, I don't know if five members is a good number, maybe a one- or two-member advisory committee. I think that would be a lot better because five members, my goodness, you could have, they all show up at one time. It fills up the whole waiting room at the Veteran Service Office. Now, but making the website more user-friendly and updated with more information, absolutely. So many people are really, you know, a lot of people aren't using the website, but so many people can. And we're looking at all of our newer generation of veterans. They know how to use this. And the other is alternative methods of filing claims. Explained in more detail. Yes, absolutely. Great idea. Is that if there's another way, go to here, go there, and take some of the pressure off the Veteran Service Office. But we still don't have a Veteran Service Officer. We're still short a lot of people in there. I mean, you can bring in all the people you want. They're not trained on doing the cases there. It does no good. You know, it's like piling people into, hey, I'm going to bring 12 people in to shoe this horse. Well, if you don't know how to shoe a horse, that can be interesting. You might get the shoes off, but you may never get them back on again. That's the, you know, that's
a good analogy.
Well, that's an analogy. Hey, I've got all these people in here. Yeah, right. So we just, oh, by the way, we just erased all the computer records by accident. So this is moving on. We're trying to get, like I said, get Larry Lees in here because Larry Lees has talked to me. He's guaranteed me and the veterans. He's guaranteed the veterans is that it's going to be a better office here in a couple months. He promises that.
Well, you know what? Sometimes when you break things apart and you have to rebuild them, I'm not so sure that we don't know every single detail behind closed doors, what happened with the firing and the letting go of Duke. We did hear things that didn't seem to really feel right. However, we don't know all the details.
Well, there's a 300-page investigation that should be released, I would hope, to everybody. Okay, we're going to take a – okay, let me throw one more last
thing in here. Okay. Do our teaser before the break.
Oh, no, I'm going to tell this story. Oh. You know, Chicago has banned guns for so long. You cannot have a handgun. It's, you know, you're going to just go out and shoot people, and it's bad. And then the Constitution and the Supreme Court says, yeah. No, the Constitution says you can't have guns. Sorry, but, you know, it's that pesky Second Amendment again. So this driver, an Uber driver, and an Uber, do you know what an Uber is? The Uber movement? It's people that you can call them up and they drive you around or something. It's ride sharing.
You type them through a smartphone application and you put yourself out there saying, I will. You make the appointment through the phone app and then the driver is tracked via their smartphone app. And it's an alternative taxi service, which the established taxi services are not terribly happy about.
I wonder why, because they're not having to pay for their permits. Anyway, here's an Uber driver. He's sitting there in a crosswalk. He's sitting there in all the traffic. This gentleman who is walking in the crosswalk with all these people, all of a sudden, pulls out a gun. He starts to shoot. And the about 11:50 p.m. in the 2900 block of North Milwaukee, when Evardo Castillo began firing into the crowd, the driver of this car, then the Uber driver, pulls out a handgun and fires six shots at Castillo, hitting him several times, according to court records. And the police found him on the ground, bleeding from the legs and the back, and all this. But the thing is that this guy has been hailed as a hero. He was legally carrying this pistol. and he jumped out and he saved what could have been a mass shooting. See, these are things you don't hear, but here in this, you know what, in the city of Chicago, you know that Emmanuel must be having his head on the desk going, oh no, why this one? Instead of hearing the ones about all the gangs killing each other on the weekends.
Hey, and after the break, what can you imagine can be corrected after 100 years? We're going to talk to you about that. When we come back from these messages, KCNR 1460, good Wednesday morning. Almost at Monday.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. That's Redding Kia with cool April deals all month long.
Like 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in Kia lease cash on the all-new 2015 Kia Sedona. It completely redefines family transportation from top to bottom. Rated number one by Motor Trend March 2015.
Get cool April deals with super low financing on all-new Sorentos, Optimas, Sportages, Fortes, and Rios, too.
It's a great time to own a new Kia during Redding Kia's cool April deal sale. Redding Kia, where you always get more for your trade-in.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% finance and lease cash offers on approval. Of credit subject to prior sale. Sale ends May 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
To your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, 720. Today, Wednesday, April the 22nd, Earth Day. Yes, good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're chatting on KCNR1460.com, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Let's talk about Four Winds Jewelry.
Well, we thank Leonard again, once again, for his generosity. This is how we love to support our community, and Leonard is part of our community, and he showed his appreciation for what it was to draw blood. On Friday, we were at the Shasta Blood Center, and we did a diamond drop necklace, and Leonard contributed that. He gave that to the
blood center there?
Yes, and then I think there was a gal named Amber and the ice didn't melt until Sunday morning. Yeah. Hey,
It was like, 2 o'clock? Anyway, you got some.
Well, yes, the Los Angeles Times issued a correction this week for an obituary written in 1914.
Why would they do that?
100 years later. On April 21st, the newspaper added this note to an obituary written for naturalist and author John Muir. Hmm. The original version of this obituary, published December 25th, incorrectly reported John Muir's birth date as April 28th, 1838. He was born April 21st. 1838. In its obituary, the Muir dubbed the Apostle of the Wild. The Times wrote that America had lost perhaps its greatest naturalist and the world one in its most remarkable nature poets.
Well, you know what? Does this mean then it's the Los Angeles Times in 2000?
Times.
2108 will say, we made a big mistake about Obama.
I don't know, but John Muir and reading some of his life story and a book. We were at a cabin sometime, and I just pulled a book out of the shelf and read about John Muir, and I was absolutely, absolutely fascinated with the man's life and his calling for the wild.
He's father of national parks and all this.
Oh my goodness! Hey, so it is Earth Day, but today on this very special day, we have somebody that we love and admire so much. She puts up with us, and we want to sing happy birthday to our beautiful Brenda.
So one. Two, a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brenda. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, shucks. That's too much, you guys.
See?
And it's live on the air at 7:22 in the morning here. That was Bob, you know.
You just scared me, by the way.
Yeah. No, Brenda is the beloved of Bob. And, of course, they have their show, Boomer Tech, on Sundays. And we love – I just admire Brenda. Brenda's this – she's a textile queen. She is so smart and knowledgeable and funny, and we have a blast. Whenever we're together, we have a blast. So, girlfriend, happy birthday.
Well, thank you for your kind words, and this is a great one. I don't mind saying my age is 55, and the best part about this birthday is that if I get disgusted at work, I can retire at any time because now I'm fully eligible for my retirement benefits.
Ooh!
It's awesome!
Bob wishes he was.
Is there past?
Because today he looks at me and he says, boy, you're just lucky.
And you know what? There's power in that, isn't there? There's kind of a feeling
you have no idea.
A settling back in the chair, like going, you know what? I can do what I want to do, or
that's
I can't.
Right.
Believe in the military, that's called a short timer.
It's a short timer. We're going to give you a short timer's calendar But, you know, the thing about it, too, is when you realize you can retire, or, you know, it's getting toward the end of your, of a tour someplace. You know, and the last time when I was in Iraq, it was the same kind of thing. It was it was just like, you know, it's time to move on into something else. And,
absolutely.
You know, and you get that, and then you can do it, though.
I'm looking forward to it.
But, Brenda, I have a feeling that I don't see that in your near future. I think I can just still see you traveling and teaching because you love the connection with the students.
Oh, yes, I do enjoy what I do, and I do have a plan, but it's going to be a couple years before I actually exit. For one thing, I need to keep working because I want to remodel the house.
Hello, I tell Carl, when am I going to get this office? It's been 3 years in the making, so I totally understand. But I have several garments in my wardrobe. There's something very special when somebody makes you something. So Brenda sews. She does block printing. Is that what it's called?
Amongst other printing on fabric, yes.
Yes. Paints and knits and just amongst the many things that she does, she just, it's just really cool. She sews beautifully. So anyway, when you get handmade things, it's always great. And so we just wanted to craft a little birthday song for you and let you know that we love you. We're going to have to take a break right now, Brenda, but happy birthday and make it a special day, all the things that you want.
Thank you so much, and yes, it's going to be a fun day.
And stay on the line because we've got a special birthday song on our way out. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is 7:30 in the morning on Wednesday, hump day, April the 22nd, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today.
That's my birthday song, just by the way, this year. Yeah, just I like the wow.
There was one of the early viral videos, even before YouTube really hit, was this thing called the Viking Kitten set to the Immigrant Song. It was pulled because of legal reasons, but it lives on in YouTube. And I remember sitting around and just, we were rolling on the floor laughing because nobody had seen anything quite like this. This is back about early 90s, I think.
Well, if you want to hear Linda sing that on May the 7th. It's the second. It's May the 2nd.
7th.
May the 7th. You want to hear Linda sing that? Come on out to Wind River with us. That's right. At the Elements Lounge. Yeah. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds is going to be going heavy rock and metal.
I could do a jazz version of that.
She's going to be doing heavy rock and metal, and she's going to have her band dressed up in chains and leather. No. Okay. It's going to be a great night out there as we do. The first Thursday of every month, Linda is out there with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, with special guest star, guest this time, Lou White. And they're going to have
Romance on
the River, 7 to 9. Everybody that goes there has a great time. Mm-hmm. The reviews are just absolutely outstanding. Get there a little bit early and have a super dinner off the menu. I mean, as an example, besides the salad comes with it, you can have chicken Florentine, Cajun seafood linguine, or steak and lobster. Steak and lobster for $22. That's a great price. And, you know, frankly, I have that every time. And I have always had great meals out there at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. 243-3377. Ask to get up front. Say you want to be there for Romance on the River with Linda Bott. And have a great time that night. Okay. Hey, the Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International, which is an organization for hunters right here in our town. And they've got chapters all over the United States. But it's the 21st annual fundraising banquet. It's going to be Saturday, May the 2nd, out at Wind River. And it starts around 5 o'clock. And they have all types of things. But one of the things that the chapter does is the proceeds for this go to putting on hunts for disabled veterans and putting on hunting and fishing trips for disabled children. Some of the money goes to buy turkeys for the Good News Rescue Mission and other places that help feed people during the holiday seasons. Also, a scholarship for a senior in one of our schools around here that's going on into, say, the biology or the environmental sciences provides that. So it's a great time. And let me tell you, yes, of course, there's going to be guns there. There's going to be guns and raffles and auctions and all types of silent auctions. It's going to be a great time there. And just, you know, they have the finest selection of rifles and pistols that you are going to see at any fundraiser. I don't care if it's the deer hunters, if it's the elk guys, anything. This has got to be the best ever. And that's one of the things I realized when I was there last year, was this. So you give them a call at 474-5075 or 221-4650 for tickets. If you have a question, just go to our website. It's on the front page of our website and take a look for where you can make the phone calls at. But I tell you what, you are going to have a great time. All right. We've got our guest in here. She's going to be talking about the CTAP Resource Fair. And good morning.
Good morning.
Get you right in here. So how are you today?
I'm fine.
And it's Michelle.
Michelle,
okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I just don't have my book here in front of me somehow. But you're here to talk about specialized phones for people with difficulty seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering?
Yes.
Tell us about this.
It's a state-mandated program, and we provide the phones for free to anyone, like you said, that has difficulty hearing, seeing, moving, speaking, or remembering. It's for anyone in California that has those difficulties and has phone service. And so what we're going to be doing, we have a part-time office here in Reading, and what we are going to do is we're going to have an audiologist, Rita McWilliams, from Audiology Associates. She'll be doing free hearing screenings there from 11 to 2. And so people could come in, get a free hearing screening. If they do have difficulty hearing, she can sign their application right then, and they can get their phone right then.
Well, this is fabulous. This is on April 28th, and it's going to be at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite A. What's really cool about, okay, let's just pretend, you know, you've somebody's got hearing loss or visually impaired, and or again, they're in a place where they can't get to the phone. I think it's interesting how this is state mandated.
Yeah, it started by providing free TTYs or telephone typewriters for people that were deaf because they were so expensive, and it's really expanded to provide amplified phones. A lot of times people think, well, I'm not deaf, you know, I don't need it. But an amplified phone can be for anyone that has a mild hearing loss to moderate to more severe. So our phones are not only louder, but we also, they have a tone adjustment on the phone so that people that are missing the higher frequencies or lower frequencies, they can adjust it for their hearing.
Oh, that's super interesting because, you know, as we all age, and it doesn't necessarily mean that when you get older you can't hear, because that can, you know, you can have, we have a friend who's has a, you know, a daughter that has had born with hearing loss, and so I wonder, I mean, I know that she does a lot of things and she's been able to accomplish great things in her life, but they recognized it early on, and so I'm sure what's happening here is that the people are starting to pay attention to the fact that it's not uncommon for people to not have 100% hearing.
True. And you brought up a good point about age. A lot of people think, well, it's only for older people. It's for any age. And there's no income guidelines either. So people will sometimes say, well, I don't qualify. There's no income guidelines. The way that it's paid for is through a very small surcharge on everyone in California's phone bill. So it's just a few pennies a month. So when you need the phone, you don't have to pay anything to get it.
Well, maybe I should go out and get a phone now then, since I paid for it my whole life. No, we're here, of course, with Michelle Radcliffe Garcia, and she's representing the CTAP, and it's a CTAP Resource Fair, California Telephone
Access Program.
Okay.
Also known as California Phones.
Okay. Yeah, and when we were taking notes about this the other day, it was coming in with different – I was getting different notes with different names on it, and I was thinking, gosh, how many people have the name Michelle in this town? Because there's others here, too. It's going to be Tuesday, April 28th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And here it is. It's people that may be having hearing problems, but also, okay, speaking, seeing. Okay, how do they do for this? How do they do if somebody has can't see?
We have phones that have very large buttons, some the size of a Ritz cracker. One of our phones even has Braille on it. We also have phones that will say the number back when you're dialing, so
that's
you can
cool.
be sure you're getting
yeah,
the
cool.
right number.
And does it have, like, and probably would have caller ID, so you can
Some of our phones have caller ID, yeah, that have a larger screen, and then some have talking caller ID that says the number of the person calling.
We have that on our phone.
I mean, as long as they pay the person that's getting the phone, as long as they are paying for the service already.
Okay. So people, you're not providing telephone service. You are just providing the instrument.
Right.
For that.
Correct.
Okay. That's super. So this is, we're talking about maybe you have elderly parents that when you're talking to them on the phone, it's like you're not talking to them.
So Michelle, how did you get involved with this event? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I do outreach for the program. And so I go to different groups or organizations and I do presentations, or I'll have a booth at different events. And so that is my job, is to let people know about our program and this special event. And that's what I do.
How do you... What kind of phone is it if you have problems remembering? Because I'd like to get six of those for here in the office, three in the house, and just one to carry around. How does that work?
The phones for remembering, they have photographs on them, or you put in a photo of the person that you want to program that number to, so that for someone that has some difficulty remembering numbers and things like that, they could just... If they can remember what they look like, they can call that person just by pushing their picture.
I like that. That's awesome. That is tremendous. For free hearing screenings and phone distribution on site, There are appointments encouraged for the hearing screenings, but remember, everybody, your tax on your phone is paying for this. So if you know, if you feel like you need it or somebody else you could know that you could use this, this is, you know, a wonderful thing that we're just finding out about, too. It's the CTAP Resource Fair. Again, there's going to be informational booths and refreshments. Services are available in English and Spanish.
Yes.
And also in Spanish. And so you can try these amazing phones that are going to benefit you, your clients, or your organization. No cost to eligible Californians. Except for that, you know, we pay for it on our phone tax. So, you know, it's a service that we need to know about with our taxes.
Yes, it's a great service, and I encourage people to come check us out. They could also check out our website at californiaphones.org, and we also have an 800 number for our call center. It's 1-800-806-1191.
Okay. Michelle's here, and these phones are for people, not just for people that are having problems hearing, as we're talking about, but also seeing, speaking, moving, or remembering. We've explained about the seeing, hearing, and remembering. If they have problems speaking.
For people that have difficulty speaking, we have a few different things. One thing is some of our phones have outgoing speech amplification for someone that has real low speech. Mm-hmm. So it will amplify going out so that you can hear them better. We also provide artificial larynxes for someone that's had their voice box removed. We even provide anti-stuttering devices, which is really pretty neat to see in action. The person uses headset, and it connects to a little device, and they actually hear their voice, and it helps them to slow down so they don't stutter as much.
Wow. Did you used to stutter, Bob? I mean, because we...
No, I'm just aware of this technology. By providing that feedback loop, the cause for stuttering is suppressed.
It's a thing, we sometimes, you know, what's that guy, Mel Tellis? He made a career out of stuttering, and a lot of people disliked it, but he did stutter until he sang. And when he sang, he doesn't stutter. We had a young lieutenant coming through, a Naval Academy graduate, wanted to be a pilot, but he stuttered. And it was it was interesting because they were sending him to, he's had speech therapy for a long time, but he still stuttered now and then. So they were not sure if he was going to be able to, if they could put him in a cockpit someplace. But that's really interesting that we've got so many programs that can help people that really then were cut off from their friends and family in emergencies because they can't hear as well, or they're having a stuttering problem, or no voice box. This is a you know what?
True.
You know, every so often I see a tax where my money goes, then I'm really happy that it's going there.
Yeah.
And this is one of those programs.
It is. It's really good to see how many people it's helped.
And that's 2 out of 12,000 programs. So, Michelle Radcliffe Garcia, you are 1 of 12,000 in here. Okay. All right. Again, it's going to be Tuesday, April the 28th at the 2861 Churn Creek Road. Mm-hmm. Is that a building that's got a name on it or anything like this?
It's in the Park Plaza Business Park.
It
sets off from the street, so it's a little tricky to see it, but look for the Park Plaza sign.
On the east side of Churn Creek Road.
I wanted to add a little something here about the stuttering phenomenon, if you will. Back in the day when people would get the real high fever, that could cause stuttering.
Mm.
So I don't know if people that are listening know that a lot of times before they came into really finding different antibiotics or different things that could, you know, get that fever down or get the infection down, that there was a period of time when it was common to have somebody in your family that stuttered from the high fevers. Scarlet fever.
Huh. Okay. Michelle, thank you very much for stopping by from the California Telephone Access Program.
Thank you.
And
can I just say,
Absolutely.
Give them the number if they do want to make an appointment?
Absolutely.
It's 530-510-4283.
You know what? This is a thing you can, for your parents, for your children, if you hear this, this is a good way to get them back connected with the rest of the family. So, again, 510-4283 to make appointments for hearing screen, hearing screenings and also more information.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's going to be next Tuesday. We'll talk about it again here on that day.
Great.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:44 in the morning, 54 degrees out there on Hump Day, April the 22nd.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. If you missed the home and garden shows this year, not to worry. Powerhouse Solar specializes in one-on-one appointments that fit your schedule. Call our office today and get a customized solar quote for your home. One of our knowledgeable, friendly solar consultants will explain how solar can save you money on your energy bill. Powerhouse Solar installs top-of-the-line, cost-effective solar solutions. We are solar specialists, and solar is all we do since 2003. Using only SunPower solar modules with the finest installation practices, Powerhouse Solar can show you how to get the power of the sun working for you. Call Powerhouse Solar today and meet with one of our outstanding solar consultants. Knowledge is power, and our consultants are experts in explaining how not all solar modules are the same and how financing solar is easy and smart. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Call 243-8400. Preferred carpet gear.
Oh no, dirty carpets.
So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
You don't know what I got.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:48 in the morning on the 22nd.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Wednesday, hump day, April the 22nd. The time is 7:48 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. You know, even though the temperatures are fluctuating up and down, you got to have your systems taken care of, either heating or cooling systems. And some days you can use them both. And who can do it? Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies, warranties, guarantees. They have it all. Locally owned, a veteran-owned business. right here. Give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We use them. They are simply outstanding.
And speaking of the weather, currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 82, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 55. And Thursday looks like we're going to have about 80 degrees, mostly sunny and mostly cloudy Thursday night. Friday's around 71. When we get into Saturday, we have about 20% chance of showers. But that's okay because you know what? We're used to this is what we do. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. And it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, where they give veteran and senior discounts. Give them a call
365-3793. Hey, did anybody see the lightning show last night? Yeah, I was on last night. We went outside. Lightning and thunder. Hey, yeah, you know, people have noticed I haven't said anything about the water slide yet. The water slide, proposed water slide, the giant water slide that's going to be going down my street. am I certainly getting NIMBY
here? It's our street, not your street. Okay, it's everybody's
our
street.
It's okay, but it's right at our street.
Right.
Anyway, it's because Rocky Slaughter's coming in, and I'm not going to poison the well. But I wish, when Rocky comes in to talk about it, about the proposal they made last night. So we'll be talking about that at 8 o'clock. But right now we have Diana Branch,
and we're very excited. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning. It's really nice to be here, and it looks like we're going to have a good day for our event tonight.
Yes. Now let's hear about tonight. Is the Republican Women's?
Well, we're calling it the Wine and Brew event because we have wineries and breweries that are going to be giving tastings. We have appetizers. We have a DJ that'll be doing 50s, 60s music. And boy, I'm ready. I'm in my pedal pushers, as we used to call them.
Pedal pushers.
My bobby socks and my neck scarf. And I'm trying to look like the 50s, 60s.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're going to have some cool April night cars there. And we're going to have photo ops with a pink Cadillac. And
ooh.
It's not a real Cadillac, but a picture of one. But they should be cute. So
now, tell us when and tonight.
It's tonight, and it's at the Redding Elks Lodge down by the river. And
oh,
so
fun.
It'll be pretty. People can walk out and, by the pool with their drinks
like,
and things.
And so it'll be like one of those sock hops where you can walk outside, walk along the river, make out.
Yeah.
Come on back in. Yeah.
Spin the bottle and all that
spin
stuff.
The yeah. And dance.
I wonder if people still play spin the bottle.
Well, you know what, honey? This is the perfect time for us to do a little You know, jitterbug.
Find us some
jitterbug,
50
swing. But it's also was the twist.
That was that song that you were playing.
Yeah.
It's the one that you could do the twist to.
Yeah. And the jerk.
The jerk.
And the monkey. Weren't those the era?
Yeah. 50s, 60s.
Unfortunately, when I dance, people think it's a jerk doing the monkey. or it's a monkey doing the jerk. I'm not sure because
he's doing a modified version
I'm taking things off the shelves, putting them into the basket, and putting them on the shelf. Then we got
he's doing a modified version of the water thing,
The sprinkler.
The sprinkler, yeah. But it's a 60s version of it, yeah. So I always know when I get into my car, because I have satellite radio, and so I get into my car, and I know when he's been driving up because it'll go right back into the 60s that we're listening to. A lot of times when we're driving, we listen to the 60s era, too.
Only
so tonight,
if,
good music.
Only if there's an area outside town far, far away that I can't get. KCNR,
so Diana, tonight the funds are going to go towards
we're raising the money for scholarships for women, and we also raise books for about 18 to 20 local schools. Or the money goes for books. We give them a bucket of books, and we make a production out of it. A lot of the libraries can't hardly buy books anymore, so that's one of the things that we do. Our thing is education, and that's why the scholarships and the books.
Fantastic. Now, when you guys get your books and you say bucket of books, what kind of books?
We have a gal that goes down to Sacramento to one of the school supply houses and buys them wholesale, and she buys books that are appropriate for each school that we're going to be doing.
Fantastic. Oh, well, that's really, we know when we go tonight and we're buying those raffle tickets and your tickets. You can buy tickets at the door.
You can come up to Hilltop at Omega Mortgage and buy tickets until about 3. I won't be there after 3 because we'll be setting up. But the tickets are $25, and it's for a good cause.
Oh, that's
and it'll be fun.
Fantastic.
And you get food and wine and beer.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 6 o'clock and it'll run until
8:30. You don't have to be a Republican to come
either. Oh, gosh, no. And you don't have to be an Elks member.
You don't have to be an Elks, but it's – I can't – you know what?
dancing, wine, beer, food, and the money going to scholarships.
We don't do anything political tonight. It's just a fun time and a way to make money for the girls.
It's a political way for people to help our students here in town.
That's correct.
You know, and have a good time at it, too.
Right.
I think it's
I want to thank you, on a side note, for chairing the Republican Women's Tea last year.
Oh, well, I'll get it again this year.
Are you going to? Okay, so is it going to be in Wind River again?
It'll be at Wind River, and it'll be December 5th. We got a Saturday this time.
Oh.
I had to stay up till midnight, like on New Year's Day, which I don't usually do. I usually just
like
go to
bed. Like a lottery
kind
of thing?
Yeah, and I had to send my email right at 12:01 so we could get it on a Saturday because it's a lot of people want to use Saturdays. Well, I think it'll be better for everybody. Yeah, years ago we used to do it on Saturdays.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for 25 years or so.
My goodness, I love it. I look forward to it every year. It's fun.
Well, you're invited.
I love going. I love attending, it's always just it's beautiful. It's patriotic. It's wonderful to see again. The women are bringing out. I love the heritage aspect of it. That women will come out and bring their china, and that would be something. I don't know. It's a lot of creativity with table settings and centerpieces. So, and it's always.
Well, and again, the money goes for the scholarships and the buckets of books.
That's fantastic.
It's a fundraiser for us and a fun time too.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Diana Branch,
Thank you.
But tonight is the wine and brew event at the Elks Lodge for the Republican Women. But its money's going towards
Cool April Nice theme to scholarships and buckets of books for the schools.
Love it.
Super. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Well, you know, while you're sitting here, Diane, and you're a Republican. Okay. this new book on Hillary.
Let's put you on the spot.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to get you on that because we're talking about an apolitical group tonight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time. I'm not going to get into it. So thank you, Diane Branch.
Okay.
Everybody go down to the Elk Club tonight and have a great time.
Another time.
I'll wait till you're out of the room and then I can start. Okay, in fact, I need this last 4 minutes to talk about the Marine Infantry Officer training. Okay, they had a two-year program to test putting women through the Marine Corps Officers Infantry course. Not one woman passed it. Not one woman made it beyond 2 days. Now.
Why is that?
It's a very demanding physical test and course. It's not just for one day. It is considerably, you have to go through a lot of physical labor. A lot of lifting, a lot of pulling, a lot of getting over walls. If an infantry officer has got to be the epitome of somebody that can lead, I'm not talking about leadership, that women don't have leadership. Absolutely they do. Obviously have leadership. Are they mentally tough? Yes, they're mentally tough. Are they ruthless? And in fact, a little scary. But they don't have the physical strength to go through this course. And one of the tests are you climb a 25-foot rope with a pack on. Because guess what? There's times when you're going to have to do that going up the sides of mountains. I've done that where you're carrying a pack and you're going up the side of a hill to get up to the top so you can continue the attack. So far, no woman's been able to go through there. So now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is saying things. Well, okay, now prove to us why you should make this more gender specific. This is coming from the Obama administration. They want gender specific tests for combat. This is not working at AT&T. This is combat. This is combat where you are going for day after day after day after day out in the field. And it will wear you down. You'll come out of it. You've lost 15, 20 pounds after a couple months. And this is for people that are just exceptionally good shape. And the amount of physical strength it takes, and let's just take it, let's just say it, you know, it may not be politically correct, but the machoism it takes to lead and lead those men. It is just it's a hard job. And if you can't lead, if you can't be out in front, then you have no place being in the infantry or in several other places, probably. But here's the thing is, it's not saying that women can't serve in almost every other job in the Marine Corps. They're flying planes. They're flying helicopters. They are on convoys. I've been with them on convoys when they were machine gunners, but that wasn't their job. That was not their specific job. But when you get into infantry, it is a specific job. And here's the danger, my friends. This is why I'm bringing it up. They're already starting to talk about reducing the standards so women can get through it. And there's the danger. Hopefully the new commandant we have, who is a warrior, who is, will say that, you know what, we've opened up everything else that until they can pass these physical tests like every man has to pass, because guess what? Men do pass these tests.
Do you think the knight on Game of Thrones, you know, that tall blonde knight, she could probably pass it?
No, she couldn't, because she can't move. She's not fast enough. Jesus, it's a TV show. And there is the problem. People are watching G.I. Jane, and they don't realize that was absolutely false. Anyway, okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Rocky Slaughter, let's talk about water slides.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. French officials apparently have thwarted a possible terror plot by an Islamic extremist to attack one or more churches in France. The BBC's Naomi Grimley reports that a mistake by the 24-year-old computer science student led to his arrest.
It's understood the suspect, who's originally Algerian, shot himself on Sunday morning and called for an ambulance. When police arrived at the scene, they became suspicious and conducted searches of the man's car and home. They found guns, bulletproof vests, flashlights, and notes about potential targets.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. home sales roared back to life in March. According to the National Association of Realtors, sales of existing homes jumped 6.1% last month. Meanwhile, Zillow says home rental prices climbed 3.7% in March from a year ago. SRN's Jeremy House says prices soared in San Francisco and pockets of the Midwest and South.
The influx of tech money prompted San Francisco rents to go up 14.8%, while nearby San Jose soared by 12.3%. The upward trend is also hitting a range of other metro areas, including Louisville, Nashville, and Toledo, Ohio. Prices have fallen over the past year in Chicago, Minneapolis, and New Orleans.
On Capitol Hill this week, the Senate takes up a sex trafficking bill that had been bogged down by a partisan dispute over abortion. SRN's Linda Kenyon tells us that the compromise also clears the way for a confirmation vote for Loretta Lynch as Attorney General.
Lynch had sailed through her confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee, but she became entangled in a political battle in the full Senate over something that had nothing to do with her nomination, the human trafficking bill.
Some big food chains out with earnings reports. McDonald's posted a 4% quarterly gain. So did Yum! Brands, which include Taco Bell and KFC. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
The Saudi-led military coalition has resumed its airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen amidst continued fighting on the ground there.
Not long after dawn, there were reports that Houthi rebels had seized the headquarters of the Yemeni army's 35th Brigade in Taiz, the country's third city. Now, Saudi diplomats say that airstrikes resumed against targets in Taiz. The Houthis, they say, broke a promise. The Saudis and their coalition partners reserved the right to use air power again when they announced the end of the bombing campaign. The Saudis say an agreement is being finalized with the Houthis. If the deal is made, making it stick will be hard.
That's BBC correspondent Jeremy Bowen. In Vienna, talks have resumed on an Iran nuclear deal. Negotiators are trying to fine-tune a framework agreement reached earlier this month that would curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for an easing of sanctions. This is SRN News. One of the world's largest retailers is posting red ink.
Britain's Tesco reports a full-year net loss valued in U.S. dollars at $8.5 billion. A bulk of the loss reflects the company writing down the value of properties and fixed assets to reflect weaker market conditions. CEO Dave Lewis says Tesco has sought, in his words, to draw a line under the past and to begin to rebuild. Analyst Paul Thomas of Retail Remedy says Lewis can only hope that Tesco's night is darkest just before dawn. George Bonzani, SRN News.
A man was rescued from the tracks at a Washington Metro subway station after his wheelchair rolled off the platform. Surveillance video shows two bystanders jumping onto the tracks to lift the man and his chair back onto the platform yesterday. A Metro spokesman says the nearest train was three stops away. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's April the 22nd. Good morning. 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott. We are streaming on KCNR1460.com. So you can get on there and you can listen to us also when you're out walking like Angel's doing right now.
And join our chat pack.
Join our chat pack. Because you know what? We've got a new place we're going to go out and try and have breakfast at here. One of these days down here at Tartanini's. Try that out, if I could pronounce it. But anyway.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive for all your espresso and coffee needs. Inside is Espresso Joe's. And they've always have specials each week. And coffee beans by the pounds, the best prices you're going to find in town. Also going to the largest walk-in humidor. They have every kind of selection of cigars and tobacco needs that you would love, as well as wine and tea and all kinds of things. Always supporting our community and our veterans. Tobacco and Brew. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be mostly sunny today with temperatures around 82. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 55. Good morning. It's 8:06 and it is the 22nd of April on this Wednesday.
And weather's brought to you by our Shasta Gas Propane friends, veteran-owned business, where they give senior and veterans discounts. Of course, it's locally owned and operated. 365-3793. Remind everybody about the Safari Club International is going to be having their
May 2nd.
May 2nd, having their fundraiser they have out at Wind River. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. Prizes and products and hunts and guns than you've ever seen in one spot at one time.
And
right
they also
here.
Are very into conservation, and that's something that's always attracted me. I became a member for those specific reasons. We know that you like to shoot and you like to hunt, and I like the idea of the conservation so that, you know, what you put in, you take out. And that's an important, yeah. I think, a spiritual importance as well for our planet.
Also, the results from proceeds from the banquet will go to providing hunts for wounded warriors, for disabled veterans, for children with special needs, hunting and fishing trips, and also a scholarship to a senior right here in Reading to help them with their college expenses. And they buy, with the proceeds, will buy food for the Good News Rescue Mission, turkeys, and as for other organizations. Safari Club International, if you want some tickets, you want to go there and join us, give Larry a call at 474-5075 or Scott Borg, 221-4650. Okay. A lot of things going on in our town, in our world, but one of them is something called
Headline News.
Headline News today is it's a Refresh Festival, which is going to be a giant water slide. This is the proposal, a giant water slide on Placer from Orange to Chestnut Street. And we have one of the people that's organizing this, as he has organized other things, Rocky Slaughter. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning.
How you doing there, buddy?
Doing great. A little early for me, but I'm going to try my best.
Okay, is your heart beating yet?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay, what you need to do is jump up, run around the bed 4 or 5 times, and then start talking to us, okay? Hey, Rocky, tell us what Project Refresh Festival is.
So it is, like you said, a 1,000-foot slip and slide. I wouldn't necessarily call it a water slide. I mean, we have, but it's a little bit more accurate to describe it as a slip and slide. And it's going to be the steepest one they've ever done. but actually, they've got another one on the books in San Francisco in September.
The steepest one they've ever done. I like that. So do you have are you going to have people assigned to catch people as they go flying out of this thing?
This is all in the special events application. This company is dialed in. They've got pretty much everything figured out.
Yeah.
They've hosted a variety of different events, not only the slides, but a couple different mutters, and they just kind of do all the community athletic events that fundraise for various items. So the reason we're doing it in a drought, though, which is the number one concern, is because we think we have an opportunity to lead the rest of the state in the drought discussion, because what we're doing is we're making water the center of the community's attention, and we're going to campaign around that. So just in the short week that we've been working on this in terms of the water conservation discussion, we've saved already over 53,000 gallons of water in pledges. And so last night at the council meeting, we kind of unraveled some of these plans. I think there's going to be a lot more discussion about them a little bit later, specifically after our special event on May 6th, where we're asking the community to come in and give us their ideas on water conservation. We're trying to do this event right in a way that the rest of the state pays attention to. Because so far, the response has been from Los Angeles, San Francisco. There was a lot of California dates scheduled. And the individual cities canceled the event due to the symbolism. And I totally understand that. But the more I thought about it, the more, not only is this not a very large waste of water, in fact, it's not a waste at all. All the water is reclaimed. And 15,000 gallons is a swimming pool or less. You put more water in your lawn over the course of about a month than the slide will take.
I'd like to argue with that one. I'm not going to argue, but I don't put 15,000 gallons of water on my yard.
Okay.
So because they've told us to cut back, and I've got brown spots. So, but anyway,
sure.
but let's keep going about this, because the you know, I understand what you're doing here, but I want everybody to listen from you to, and I'm sorry I interrupted, and I won't do that again. So keep going. It's 15,000 gallons.
Well, just about that lawn point, do you know how much water you actually pump in your lawn?
No, this is
a very important point.
It is an important point. You're right, Rocky. It is important.
No, but
so, for example, if you had 3 sprinkler heads and those go at 1.8 gallons per minute, and you water 2 times a day for 15 minutes, which is the common standard for what everyone was doing before the drought conditions. I know a lot of people have cut back since then. We're trying to go even further and say, stick a sign in your lawn that says "drought lawn," and then there's a message below that says "saving water together." So people are no longer ashamed of their, semi-brown to brown lawns, and it's a community effort. Everyone's coming together. The signs are going to be numbered, and we're going to tally up precisely how much our community is saving. But when we're talking about this 35% reduction that is coming from the governor's office, we got slapped. And the reason for that is we didn't conserve on par with other areas in California. Now, there's areas in Southern California that did even worse than us. But that 35% was sort of supposed to be a punishment. Now, I can't think of a campaign that could get more people online that would demonstrate how much savings are happening in this campaign just because of the attention that it's going to have. We have a website. It's refreshreading.com. It's got a ticker with how many gallons we've saved. So when legislators are down in Sacramento and they're trying to do something about Northern California, if they see the first concerted effort in the rest of the state, where communities come together to actually change on a voluntary basis, not just on a fine reduction, punishment type of basis, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Okay. You know what? If anybody has a question for Rocky, please give us a call at 605-456-7.
Hey, Rocky.
We got to take a quick break.
Yeah, because my question when we come back, because because I'm a visual person, we're seeing this 1,000-foot slide down Placer in my mind. I want to know where the water's coming from, and when you say it's reclaimed, where are the waters going to? Do they take?
Sure.
So share with us that when we get back here, and we're again at Rocky Slaughter, who's heading up the
Refresh Festival.
I like the idea that you're trying to bring attention to water and conservation. But let's talk about the physicality of the water itself, and I think that's the alarm bell.
The mechanics of it.
Okay. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Wherever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels. Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Comenti, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're burning, we're rolling. The time is 8:20 in the morning on Wednesday, April the 22nd, 54 degrees out there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, plus they're in the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation also. And how do they do this? They know that they can change the body and treat the body, but treating people well can change their lives. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Great people down there. All right, our guest is Rocky Slaughter, who is he and his partner heading up the Refresh Festival, which is a way of talking about how to save water here in the state of California, but by using a slip and slide, a 1,000-foot slip and slide that goes past my house. did you get that part, Rocky? It goes past my house here on July the 18th. And Linda had some questions about where does the water come from and how do you plan on recycling it, yeah, reclaiming it, and where is it going to go?
Sure. And that's a tough question at this time. The event went public a little bit before we were going to have all these logistics figured out. The council just wanted to review the plan just to make sure that the city was on board for doing something like this in the middle of a drought. And with all the details that I kind of told you, and there's a lot more, they were convinced at the end of the day. Three of them were, Rock.
Three of them. The three women were on board.
Well, okay, but go ahead. Shoot on.
That's the majority first. And
yeah.
Then, I don't know about Brent. I think he's a little bit more on board than he was saying.
Would you say Brent can go either way on this? What?
Yeah, he said he was on the fence, according to our article. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
So, there are plans in place where, you know, obviously all the water is going to be reclaimed. We wouldn't do it if we didn't have that as a standard.
Right.
But beyond that, we're trying to get creative. So a couple ideas that are on the table right now is actually trucking the water in from a non-drought area. So that would solve all of our problems. It actually would be a very nice media item for that perception issue that people are talking about.
And where, you mean from another state?
Correct, yeah. So that's one option. How Slide the City normally does it, and other cities like Salt Lake City and whatnot, they take it out of a fire hydrant and they reclaim the water through the sewer system. To me, that's not something that I think would help public perception.
When you watch all it going down a sewer, no, I don't think people would understand that, Rocky.
Yeah, it's technically reclaimed, but we're trying to be artistic with this in the sense that we're trying to do it so well that the rest of the state pays attention. So
right.
Once we get the logistics figured out, and once people come to that meeting on May 6th at the Cascade Theater, I think we're going to come out with some pretty creative solutions. We're only talking about 15,000 gallons, which is a very manageable amount of water. So if we need to, you know, truck it in from Boston where they've got, you know, problems with ice, I mean, that's totally not realistic.
Okay, we've already got some people.
15,000 gallons. Yeah. Go ahead.
We've already got some people in the chat room coming up with solutions here for you.
Perfect.
Okay, one of them is the people that are participating. Oh, this is cool. The people that are participating will all take a bucket of water from their swimming pools and bring it in. And the second one was, or from their toilets and bring it in and help get your total of 15,000 gallons.
I don't like the toilet.
Okay,
I don't mind the swimming pool.
Not too crazy about that.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's some real questions here. How did pledges translate into identifiable water savings?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, so, and we're still working this out, too. All this is about 4 days old, so there's a lot of kinks. But how we've figured it so far is if someone says that they're not going to water their lawn for the rest of the summer, which one individual has, so they're going to let their lawn die, we take all of the sprinkler heads in their lawn and multiply that by how many times they used to water. And so we claim that the savings is going to be over 6 months for the course of the summer, you know, how many times they were going to water but didn't.
Okay.
So that's gallons saved. I mean, I don't know how.
Okay, that's
to
okay. That's
that. I mean, technically, we could wait the 6 months and say, okay, officially, you know, 20,000 gallons have been saved. But
okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I, you know, if people say, hey, I'm not going to water, and they've been using 5,000 gallons of water a month, you know, on their yards, which, you know, it seems like an awful lot. And, you know, but, you know, so we're going to get the water guy in here, you know, head of the water system here in Reading to talk about this because, you know, Frankie Rocky, you're right about a couple of things. And one of them is people are really talking about water and saving water. And if you wanted to get everybody's, you know, mind to come around and think about it, you've done it. I mean, you've already been a success right here. Somebody else has an idea. It says after, maybe instead of the slip and slide, we could have, down in the park down here is have, a community shower and a community shower. And that way you don't have to worry about hills and we can get everybody in there and save water. How come you didn't come up with that one, buddy?
Someone at the council meeting last night said that he washes his car by putting it on his lawn. So he takes care of the watering and the car wash at the same point.
Oh, you can go, yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of people doing some really creative stuff.
Okay, you don't like the part about the Navy showers then, huh? All right.
Okay. Well, that's a touchy subject here in this area.
Okay, so there's a lot of things to work out here.
Correct.
Okay. Let me get serious here for a second.
Sure.
You are in the media business, and you do a good job at that, buddy.
Thank you.
Perceptions. Remember? Perceptions. You're selling a perception here. And when people see 6,000 people slip and sliding down down in the water, and when they see that, because that's what they're going to see, you're not going to get 3 minutes on people's TV stations. You're going to get maybe 15 or 20 seconds. And they see this, and then the next shot is a farmer's watching their trees fall over from no water. How do you fight that? How do you fight that perception?
So, as you said, I'm in the PR business. So this is sort of my field of expertise. And I've actually been on national news 3 different times. And so I know how things can get twisted really fast and how small of attention span people have, especially when it gets out of the area. So we have to have a nailed down narrative. And I think the trucking water in from an outside source makes it really easy. So if the water came from, say, northern Oregon, and we had to use that to put on a water event in California, that would be a very easy point to understand. That could be put in a headline and a sub-headline. And I think people would look at us as being innovative and forward thinking. And then the text of the article would be about our water savings and all the signs in the brown lawns, all the bumper stickers that say drought dirty, people aren't washing their cars. I think that would be easy to grasp. That's the PR is the only reason why I'm doing it, to be honest. And all the organizations are on board. It's because we have the chance to lead California in the drought discussion by doing something totally different. It's like fighting fire with fire. To a lot of people at first, it won't make sense. Once the headlines come out and once the factors of the event are solidified, I think people have a completely different perception. And like I said, I think we'll provide the archive of different water cuts that will allow California legislators to say, well, they're actually, you know, trying to make some changes up here, and maybe the 35% reduction was a little aggressive, because we need to fight that perception that we're not saving water. Shasta Lake City is number 10 on the per capita water use right now. So,
how is that? How do you figure? What are they? But we've got agriculture, we've got bigger property out here. I mean, when they start talking that, do they take into account, you know, the kind of, you know, where people live in the suburbs and this. The other question is, somebody asked me this yesterday. So this is, everybody's talking about water. So what you're doing is obviously raising the concern. What happens when they say you've got to cut your water percentage by 37% and say you get married and now you have 4 people in your house instead of just 1? And then how do they measure it? Or is there going to be like, okay, if you've got a family of 4, you can only use this much water? That kind of thing.
I'm not exactly sure how the water utility comes up with their bill.
I'm going to ask them that, how they do that, because there's a lot of stuff about this. Hey, Rocky, sure. Where'd you come up with this? Were you guys out at, like, Shameless one night and said, you know, you know, and you lost the beer pong, and you said, hey, wait a minute, I got an idea.
Well, I believe this company started
promoting what they were doing 2 years ago, and then they started their first slides back in August, and I wanted to bring something like this to town because, I mean, obviously I'm involved in trying to get young professionals back, and we're trying to create cultural assets that people can be proud of so that we don't have the high schoolers moving off and never coming back. We've got one of the best high school systems in California. We're award-winning. And I thought this was an opportunity to kind of show up on Facebook as, oh, there's something happening already. But then it wasn't until I was thinking of that event and the fact that we're in a drought and other California cities are canceling it, where I thought for a second, wait a minute, we could take this platform of publicity and really do something with it to where we actually make real changes and make Southern California look like they're trivializing things. So they're not cutting back on some of their water use, but they're cutting the 15,000-gallon slide. That's pretty superficial.
Well, we've got a guy that's in from, he doesn't live here, he's one of the people in the chat room. He says, are you guys serious about this? Is this kind of thing normal for you folks up here? Yes, Gerald, it is normal. We do a lot of things up here. Now, the idea of getting water from another state and trucking it in, you know, that's very symbolic.
Right.
And you know what? I can see another thing is you could have a big electronic board at the end of the water slide that shows this is how much water we're saving, and just keeps going up as people sign pledges or promises. Mm-hmm. The other thing,
that's on refreshreading.com.
Yeah.
We already have that ticker.
Cool. Hey, the other thing is the 6,000 people you expect that could come to this, where are they going to park at?
Very good question.
Asking somebody who lives on one of those streets.
Downtown and walk up.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yes, so we're going to be knocking on your door probably.
We don't have any parking.
Okay, I'll let them park, but it's going to cost you 50 gallons of water for every car.
Let them park at Benton Airfield.
So how we're doing it is there's a couple of houses in there that are landlocked. We're going to provide alternate parking up the street. Probably one of the churches or all this stuff is still being figured out, but Slide the City has come on board to say for all the residents that are going to be affected on Placer, you get a free ticket for the slide.
Oh,
and there you go.
Yeah, how much is it going to cost to slip and slide for an hour?
Okay, so Record Search Site got it wrong. It will be $15 for pre-registration one slide, and that goes all the way up to $50 for the ultimate VIP experience where they open it up for two additional hours for you and you can slide unlimited. Most people will be paying at the $15 to $30 range. $30 is like the unlimited regular hours.
Uh-huh. Are people making money? Are people making money off this, Rock?
Slide the City is a for-profit company. We are doing this event as a fundraiser for STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So they donate the proceeds after they pay their people to the charitable cause of our choice. Viva Downtown is very instrumental in putting this on. So there's going to be additional events around the slide. But once again, that's a totally different discussion. We just want to get this thing approved so we have a date and we can start promoting that to the regional press.
Hey, Rocky, you got a few more minutes here. I need to take a break because I got some questions people are sending up, and they're good questions that I'm sure that you've probably got the answers to. We're going to take a break here. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. We're with Rocky Slaughter. He's the CEO of Sugar Pine Media and one of the drivers behind this Refresh Festival and the bringing in a slip and slide. Putting it on Placer Street. And using it as a way of raising people's consciousness about wasting water, reclamation, and using water two or three times. We'll be right back.
Think she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun
Tuesday, takes a T-bird away.
Fun Tuesday, takes a T-bird away.
A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. That's Redding Kia with cool April deals all month long.
Like 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in Kia lease cash on the all-new 2015 Kia Sedona. It completely redefines family transportation from top to bottom. Rated number one by Motor Trend March 2015.
Get cool April deals with super low financing on all-new Sorentos, Optimas, Sportages, Fortes, and Rios, too.
It's a great time to own a new Kia during Redding Kia's cool April deal sale. Redding Kia, where you always get more for your trade-in.
Plus government fees and taxes, any financing. finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% finance and lease cash offers on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Sale ends May 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
I probably wouldn't remember. I probably couldn't forget. Just love and the surf and the pouring rain. Everything's better when wet.
Everything's better when wet. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:36 in the morning, 54 degrees out there on today, the 22nd of April, a Wednesday, and the time is 8:36. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Now, they're busy right now, my friend, so, you know, wait till one clears, because people are lining up to ask questions here to our guest, Rocky Slaughter. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, it's the cheers of barbershops. It is absolutely fabulous. Again, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. All right, our guest is Rocky Slaughter, CEO of Sugar Pine Media, but also one of the drivers behind this Refresh Festival, which is a slip and slide, 1,000-foot-long slip and slide that will use approximately 15,000 gallons of water and attract thousands of people. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning.
Okay. What about okay, I've got three questions from somebody that doesn't live here. He's from Southern California.
Somebody
on the phone. So we're going to go to the phone first, and then we'll go to the chat room. So, Ruth, do you have some questions for Rocky?
Well, I do. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning,
Ruth.
I've interviewed Rocky and love the direction he takes, love his energy, and I just love what he's doing for Reading. And I think for a young man to be this involved in the city, it very much impresses me. I talked about yesterday with this slide, Orange County had a lot of bad PR. They had a lot of bad press. How I found out about this water slide was from looking at the news and seeing that this water slide existed and the problem, the perception it was having down in Los Angeles. I believe they canceled that event with the water slide. Mm-hmm. And it was a nightmare, a PR nightmare. And bringing it up to an area that has water, again, we have been cut by 50% for our water usage, so this offends me, and I don't know how Rocky is going to overcome that. I think that the city council, when, you know, this kind of gets out and it's not really gotten out except for, you know, on your show, but I think that once this gets out, people are just going to stand up and say, this is not the perception we want of this city to be statewide, because it will go statewide, and people will hammer Rocky and his company and the people that are putting this, or the city council. They will hammer them, because this is really not the time to be, it's more the time to be sensitive to water use. But I'll take my answer off the air, but I feel really strongly that this is not a good move.
Okay, Rocky, that's somebody that's been listening and following it much more so than others.
And is open-minded, yeah, and very open-minded about, you know, events and how to help Redden grow. She's not pessimistic, and, you know, Ruth is here on Saturday mornings, and she is the, you know, the balance of, you know, when Kurt and Ruth do the Kurt Largent show. So, anyway, Rocky, what's your response to that?
Sure. I've seen all of the negative PR, and the difference that we're bringing to the table is a whole discussion about water conservation. Up to this point, that hasn't been part of the discussion, and that hasn't been part of how Slide the City has come into cities. Before, all they were doing was saying, we're only using 15,000 gallons, it's not that big of a deal. We're working with their staff, and they're quite impressed with how we've been able to fit a campaign around this whole slide. So we can't compare Southern California to here. I think it would be sort of like apples and oranges at this point. However, the campaign isn't finished, and if the national press came to me right now, yeah, it would look bad and look a little bit weak. But once Slide the City actually announces their real date, we're going to have a huge PR plan in place. I'm in PR. I wouldn't do this if it would give a bad name to our area. I spend all of my working days to give this place a good name. So I don't doubt that there will be an editorial or there will be some bad press, but the amount of good that can come out of this, where Reading is looked at as the example of how to actually properly conserve water. And I'm really serious about this, because you know, just having a trade booth that says, here's a brochure about how to put a bucket in your shower to save water, that has no teeth. And that's what everyone has been doing up to this point. When we can say that there is an event and you have to pledge something for this event and we will give you recognition for it. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center, for example, has come on board with 5,000 gallons of water savings that they're pledging. Turtle Bay has come on board with 3,000 gallons from their aquarium that they're not going to, I guess they're changing the way that they're washing that aquarium. And the McConnell Foundation has come out with water savings and Waterworks Park. All of this stuff would not have happened if we didn't have that attention of that slide. So we're going to be boiling down our message so that it's very clear to the national media what we're trying to do. I think trucking the water from outside the area would actually make it very clear. That will be part of the headline. We'll be looked at as innovators versus people that are just wasting water. Or, you know, as someone said, I think yesterday, that we'd be looked at as like the old school rednecks that don't know what we're doing. I've been in the Bay Area. I know that environment. I think we can navigate it well. I think if more people understood here what is actually going on and what we're actually trying to bring, I think be in better shape, but I can't provide all the details.
Okay,
right now,
but here's some basic ones in there coming through on the chat room. Insurance liability, your company picks that up. So the city is totally not liable.
Yeah, Slide the City has their own insurance, correct.
Okay, for traffic diversion and for traffic control that day.
The Public Works Department is figuring all that out.
Okay, so, but we as taxpayers won't be paying for that though. This is because
correct.
This is a money. This is a for profit type thing, right?
Slide the City is making a profit, but they're also offsetting all city costs, so there will be no taxpayer funding used in this.
Okay. What's the other one?
Well, it's good that you have those answers.
The people need to know that it's not going to cost the taxpayers.
They're asking the nuts and bolts of it.
A penny here. Okay. Now, how long does it take? Do you know yet how long it takes to set one of these things up?
The special events application is for 4 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. So the slide opens at 11, so that will be, what, 7 hours?
Okay, so they're going to close down Placer then for at midnight, let's say, until, what, midnight the next day?
Yeah.
Okay.
It will be very similar to the roads being repaved, or I don't know if you remember, Viva Downtown used to hold the Thursday night market, mm-hmm. Market Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Market Fest, that's what it was called. Yeah. And so we've done this kind of thing before for a complete day. It'll be a little bit different, but I think people are just going to have some fun.
Yeah.
And some of this controversy, and some, you know, if you had been on the show a year ago, this would be like a no-brainer. But people wouldn't be talking about it quite as much. It would be, you know, there's a slide coming in, great. But now the fact that people are talking about it gives us really a lot of leverage on this water conservation education.
Well, the idea of water conservation is huge, and we need to do that now. But there's a lot of questions, as you said, and a lot of these be answered. But, you know, what I'm going to insist on as a taxpayer, though, is that that the first people down in kind of like a three or four or five person conga line, you know, kind of how kids go down the slides, how they put their legs around each other and they hang on each other, will be the city council. That's it. I want to see it. And you know what? I want to see Mayor Sullivan being the first one down with Gary Cad with his arms around her, and then behind her is Kristen Schrader, then Brent, and then Missy.
Visual.
The visual coming down there. Now there, that's a way to save water. Buddy.
Yeah, but thank you so much for joining us, Rocky, and keep us abreast. We want to follow this. I think it's interesting. It is controversial. We're hearing the highlight of what is the, you know, the water conservation, and how many gallons do you use? Well, you know, that's something that's brought attention myself. I'm not really sure. I'd like to find out. You know, when we water our lawns, how much. How many gallons we're using. I know we've cut back, but I can't answer that question. So it's something with this interview with you this morning has been thought provoking for me personally, or us personally, about what we're doing with our lawns. Would we be willing to let them go, completely go? I know they're doing it in Sacramento. But anyway, so thank you for joining us, and we hope that, you know, we have you back in a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky, do we have people calling in with questions for Rock? Can you stay on for a couple more minutes? You know, I'm getting this.
Okay.
You know, Rocky, we're going to hold you on then for a couple more minutes. We have other questions coming in. Okay. You know, I've got a guy on here named Gerald, and he is up here scouting property. And he says he was warned to avoid Redding because of politics and special interest. And, you know, Gerald, you need to come by and see me. I'm at 1326 Market Street. Why don't you come on in and see me? If anybody, and I'm not bragging here, but if we have a lot, we have a big interest in this community, and we probably know a lot that's going on in this community in all the type of politics. But I would just like you to come up and say, and talk. Let's talk about it. And you didn't say that the city picks up the insurance, did you, Rocky?
Correct. Yeah,
the city doesn't pay for anything of this, and they're being if we have police, they're being reimbursed by the money you make off this thing, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Gerald, I'm inviting you in here. Come on and have a cup of coffee with me. All right, Rocky, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
That'd be great.
Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been...
Contagious Tour.
I'm always like, I'm gonna die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials, Mr. Universe and Obsessed. Now see him live, July 21st, on stage at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
And I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail? Is that the area near the butt?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt.
Jim Gaffigan in an all-ages show.
I'm looking around.
Do that, Victoria's Secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels? Where's the open bar?
Reserve seats are on sale now. Available online at readingcivic.com, the box office, or by phone.
Me and my lady undies.
Jim Gaffigan, July 21st, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. I guess we have sounds of water falling all over here. The time is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, 54 degrees. 54 degrees. You know what? Are we also encouraging people, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flesh it down, rock?
I've seen those campaigns. I know. we're trying to make serious change. I mean, okay. When you flush the toilet,
it's 5 gallons, man.
Well, but that water goes back into the sewer system. The more I've learned, when water goes back into our watershed, purified and all that kind of stuff, there's less waste there. It's when the water evaporates and leaves our watershed. That's really where the problem is created.
Okay.
So, no, we're not going to do that kind of campaign. We're really going after lawns and cars and things that just use a lot of water that goes out into our atmosphere.
Okay. I'm here with Rocky Slaughter, who is the CEO of Sugar Pine Media, but he's also heads up here the Project Refresh Festival, which is having a 1,000-foot slip and slide. I think everybody knows what we're on. We have people on the line, and we got a lot of questions. It says here, as one of our people said, Slide the City says, at the end of the event, the water used in the slide will be treated and recycled back into the community. Methods of recycling include local reclamation centers, watering city parks, and other places dependent on direction from city officials. How is that accomplished? And does it cost the city to reclaim any of this?
If there are costs, they're all being passed to Slide the City. So
okay. Again,
I know people are trying to find a taxpayer angle on this. There isn't one, and if there would be one, I wouldn't be involved in this.
Okay, so that's really clear up front, is that there will be no cost at all to the taxpayer.
Correct. Okay. How the reclamation actually happens, like I said, that hasn't totally figured out. Please come to the event on May 6th. We're going to be getting deep into that whole thing. Plus, I owe Brian Crane a call.
Well, we're going to give him a call. We're going to give him a call today too. And you know,
okay.
Brian's a good guy, but I have the questions we have for Brian are these that are kind of like basic ones. So how much do people use in watering yards, and how much this and how much that, those kind of things to kind of get an idea, because frankly, Rocky, you've already accomplished more about people talking about water than other people have, since this thing began, since the drought began.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones.
Good.
Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Yes, good morning.
Do you have a question for Rocky?
Well, I was encouraged to hear about the water maybe being trucked in from out of state. If that happens, that would certainly be a good thing. But some of the figures that were put up in last night's presentation seem to defy common sense. For instance, the in the presentation, it was mentioned that 54,000 some odd gallons were saved already since the program supposedly started. Well, the staff report has been posted only since last Thursday, so 54,000 gallons since last Thursday is a little hard to believe.
Well, let me answer this one. Okay, Rocky, did you hear that?
Sure, yeah. And we answered this a little bit earlier in the hour.
Yeah.
So what we did is we got businesses and individuals to pledge a certain amount of savings. Now, how they would do that is Francie Sullivan, for example, has allowed her lawn to go completely brown. She's shutting off her sprinklers 100%, and she used to water two times a day for 15 minutes, three sprinkler heads, which produced 1.8 gallons per minute. Now, over the course of the summer, that will save, I think it's close to 42,000 gallons or something like that. That's just one example. All our math is a little fuzzy right at this minute just because all this stuff is happening so quickly. But what we're going to do is go to refreshreading.com and post each individual story with a math that shows exactly how we got where we got. There's been a lot of stuff that's happened in the last 72 hours, so some of these things are hard to put together. But I can guarantee you it will be over the amount that I said of being conservative here.
Okay, I tell you what, Charles, too, we got to run. I need a couple of things to cover here with people. Thanks for the question, though. But Charles is right. You know, this type of thing is, you know, when you use the word yourself, a little fuzzy math here, it's got to be, and I realize it's just started and it's going to be hard. The bull got out of the chute on you early.
Yep.
And you're just, you're hanging on, you know, you turned backwards on the bull. Now you're trying to get around and get in front of it. And understand that. And we are more than happy, Rocky, to have you on as we move forward with this thing, because, you know, we have a big interest in our town, in our city, and, you know, making it, that we love Reading, and I know you do too, is that we don't come off looking like a bunch of weird people up here in Northern California, that the people in right. Southern California look and then they turn to their legislators and say, well, if they've got this much water, they don't need to use what they have, you know, that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. It's got to be awfully clear.
Right.
All right. Okay. Last thoughts here, Rock?
Well, first of all, are you going to be placing a bumper sticker on your car?
Sure. As soon as you put a KCNR 1460 bumper sticker on yours,
but
I have one. Okay. I have one right here. So I'll have Nate deliver it to you. Where would you like it? Or I can just put it on there for you.
Great. Yeah. Have Nate take it to my office, so you can put it on my truck next time I see it. So the bumper sticker says "Drought Dirty," and over the course of the summer, you will save 500 gallons of water.
Drive dirty. Oh, I've already been beating you on that one. You haven't seen my truck lately, have you?
Well, this is an excuse so that you don't have to wash it. And then people think that you're a very noble, great person when really you're just being lazy.
Okay. Hey, Rocky. Rocky Sullivan here. Rocky is one of the young men have come back to town. So, you know, we have had a lot of people come back into Reading that grew up here and may have left for a while and then came back. The idea on the surface seemed really silly. However, it's you know, there's things to it that we need to get out there before anybody makes up their final mind on this. And mm-hmm. I think you're doing it now. May 6th, which is a couple weeks away, down at the Cascade Theater, people can come in to get the full briefing, can ask all types of questions, right?
Absolutely. And come with your best ideas, because we want to do this better than anything we could possibly do. So I can't come up with these ideas on my own.
Okay, Rocky. Rocky Slaughter, CEO of Sugar Pine Media, and one of the drivers behind the project, a refresh festival, a slip and slide, going down past my house. And I just can't wait to see this. In fact, I may just go maybe run a hose off that and water my yard while it's going on. Divert some of that water over there so we can flush the toilets, water the yard, because you're bringing it in from Oregon, you know. So, you know, is this going to be like a raid? You go up there and in the midst of the night, we go up to the Rogue River and fill up 12 trucks and bring it down.
Quick documentary.
Anyway.
Okay. 84. Four tracks.
Yeah. Okay.
The jousting match has begun.
Yeah. Okay, Rocky, thanks a lot. You know, and Rocky, already you all have brought more attention on ways of saving water and having people thinking about that than has been in the last 6 months. So I congratulate you for that.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Rocky.
All right, Rocky, thanks.
Rocky Slaughter, CEO of Sugar Pine Media. This is going to be this.
If nothing
be,
else, this has generated a conversation.
Yes,
you know it's great because people are thinking is that is this going to make us look silly? I got this guy Gerald who's up here and he's saying, well, this is I heard about politics and special interests. This has got nothing to do with that. This has got nothing to do with it. This is a project whether it comes off or not is with if the people support it. I mean, they're going to need X amount of people to make this thing work. Okay. In fact, tomorrow we'll probably ask our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, if he'd like to what he's going to say about this. So
is Trish back yet?
Trish isn't back. She won't be back for
Trish
a while.
Trish is on a big motor home tour across America. She loves to take off on the open road. I love that about her.
I think I've got Congressman Lamont. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's going to be a beautiful day again tonight. We'll be out at the Republican Women's Sock Hop at the Elks Lodge, the Wine and Brew event. A lot of blast there. So.
We go to a lot of sock hops.
Maybe we'll kiss under the tree.
Okay, we'll take a walk along the river trail.
Let me encourage you.
Yeah, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. French authorities holding a 24-year-old computer science student who was allegedly planning an imminent attack on one or more churches. The plot might have succeeded if the suspect hadn't accidentally shot himself and then called for an ambulance. Given a growing number of security threats, the Pentagon chief says European nations ought to be spending more on their own defense.
They're not doing enough.
Defense Secretary Ashton Carter.
They are spending a smaller share of their GDP than they have in the past, that we do now, and that many, like Russia, are spending. It's too low.
Carter says Europeans need a robust military in order to be a capable U.S. ally. Saudi-led airstrikes have been pounding Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and their allies in Yemen. Yesterday, the Saudis declared an end to the airstrikes. More than 100,000 Ethiopians have turned out, protesting.